The song "Morning Has Broken" was made popular by Cat Stevens in the early 1970s, but is actually a much older Christian hymn. You may know the lyrics. "Morning has broken, like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken, like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning. Praise for them springing fresh from the world. Sweet the rain's new fall, sunlit from heaven. Like the first dewfall on the first grass. Praise for the sweetness of the wet garden, sprung in completeness where his feet pass. Mine is the sunlight, mine is the morning, born of the one light that Eden saw play. Praise with elation, praise every morning, God's recreation of the new day." What is your hope in the morning? What is your praise as the day begins? God's recreation of this new day. Well, this meditation from the third chapter of Lamentations will help you reclaim hope. Encounter God in this, His recreation of that first day so long ago. It's new for Him each morning. It can be new for you too. So to begin your meditation, find a place to be comfortable, alone, quiet, and still. We'll be together for about 15 minutes. But start now by taking a moment to just settle yourself and arrange yourself to be mindful and aware and present with God in this moment. Just relax your eyes and your posture into one of stillness and quiet. Your body, your mind, and your eyes all softly closing as you become present with God, His Spirit, and His Son. The Lord is in His holy temple, so keep silent now before Him. Be glad now as you go into the house of the Lord and rest in His presence. Let the words of your mouth and the meditation of your heart be acceptable now in His sight for a moment of contemplation. Let this continuing time of silence now just naturally become a time of prayer, not of words, but of presence. Encounter God here. Engage Him. And let your prayer be less about asking and talking, more about just listening and being satisfied with a morning new encounter with Him. So encounter God now in your way, your heart, and in your time. And now start to become even more intentionally aware of God, alert to His Spirit, and mindful of Christ through your breathing. If they weren't before, begin to close your eyes, and as you breathe, take deep, slow breaths from your stomach. Don't control or change the pace, just be aware of it and notice it. And continue with this reminder of Jeremiah from this passage. Lord God, your mercies are new every morning. Continue breathing now, and as you breathe in, just silently think, Lord God, your mercies are new. As you exhale, silently think every morning. Just keep breathing and praying. Lord God, your mercies are new every morning. Take a few more moments now to be present with God and aware of you breathing the breath of God as you continue to whisper, Lord God, Your mercies are new every morning. As you become more aware of God in the present, begin to take note of what you feel in His presence. What emotions do you feel with Him near this morning? Hope? Never-ending love? Greatness? New mercies? Well, stay there centering on that truth for 1 minute. Your mind will drift, but simply focus back on God. Focusing back is an exercise to strive for in this time of meditation. Now stay mindful and aware as you listen to this passage. You'll be listening to it in 3 separate times of widening reflection. I'll try to analyze or interpret. Just listen and be aware of it for now. Listen to this first sacred reading and listen for the Holy Spirit to give you something special, something to apply, and listen for that carefully now as you listen to Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 and 23 from the Living Bible. His compassion never ends. It is only the Lord's mercies that have kept us from complete destruction. So great is His faithfulness. His loving kindness begins afresh each day. What did the Holy Spirit center you on? We'll remain there for a moment. What were you aware of in this passage? Did your mind drift in and around it? Well, note the drifting and then return once again to the centering thought the Holy Spirit just gave you. Listen once again to this passage, but with a bit wider view from verse 21 from the New American Standard Bible. This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. The Lord's loving kindnesses indeed never cease, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. What did you notice or become more aware of this time? Well, remain in meditation as you become more aware of His presence never ceasing, never failing. Great and new each morning. What in your life do you want to be new today? As your mind drifts through that question, let the drifting drift back to the thoughts and the teaching of the Holy Spirit. Listen now to your third sacred reading with an even wider perspective from the message. There's one other thing I remember, and remembering, I keep a grip on hope. God's loyal love couldn't have run out. His merciful love couldn't have dried up. They're created new every morning. How great is your faithfulness? I'm sticking with God. I say it over and over and over. Because he's all I've got left. Rest in imaginative contemplation for a moment and remain with your eyes closed. Just imagine sitting in the morning meadow, the first morning, the morning born of the one light that Eden saw play, the morning dew sunlit from heaven, just absolute perfection. Everything new. Just sit there. Fellowship there in the presence of the one who created it, Elohim, the Creator God, who broke this morning new for you. Just be still here in his creation. As you were present in your imagination in the first morning of creation, discern God's presence in your life now, today. This morning is as fresh as the first. His mercies, his care, his love, as fresh today as it was born of the sunlight that Eden first saw play. So what is new today? What is fresh in your life? Focus there now in stillness. Of God's remaining creation. As you close your time, just return now to your breathing, a whispered breath of meditation. Lord God, your mercies are new every morning. Let the word new guide you today. Let it be your meditation all through your day. And two, let me pray that you remember, therefore, that you have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His memories never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Amen. So today, you have the opportunity to be present, mindful, and new with God all day. Expect him to be present and new today, not only in morning prayers or daily scripture or worship, but he is present and new in every word, every thought, every hope and dream that you have. Be mindful of his new mercies this morning and at lunch and in the afternoon and at dinner, in the evening and as you sleep. So when you're ready, and only when you're ready, step into your day, fully expecting an encounter with God, because his mercies are new, always.